Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open here. If you want to join us, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We were both at the same place today, Chris, at the State House. It has been, I think we're probably 2 or 3 weeks into the House session, because New Hampshire, it's a part-time legislature. They're not there all year. They really focus their meetings during the winter when it's sometimes difficult to get there and participate. It was a wintry day here in New Hampshire, and some people, you know, they have a tough time driving and that sort of thing. We didn't have any issue, but you know, some of the hearings were canceled as a result of that.
Really?
Some were. A lot of times they don't cancel them. If there's a hearing scheduled, it goes on. But every now and then, some committees will cancel
out. Yeah, I didn't think the roads were that terrible. They were worse actually coming back.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about some of those bills coming up here, because they were pretty interesting. The ones, including one that would completely legalize DMT, dimethyltryptamine, I believe is what that stands for, is a short-acting or long-acting, depending on how you take it, hallucinogenic. And that was a really interesting hearing. There were a few others, like allowing felons to own guns and very interesting things. You were there a little earlier in the day than I was. We can talk about your experience there as well. But there was a story last night that I teased on the air, and we never had a chance to get to it. And I think it's a pretty important one. From our friends down at Texit, the Texas Nationalist Movement. This is the group of people down there in Texas who have been doing just an amazing job at just over the last three decades explaining to people why independence is such a good idea, and bringing people on board to the point where they are claiming to have a majority of the Texas population, almost a supermajority of them, that they say supports independence for Texas. So from a public opinion perspective, they're further along than New Hampshire.
It's kind of interesting, considering they haven't even been able to get a hearing on it, right?
Well, yeah, and that speaks to the difficulty of accessibility as far as the Texas political system is concerned. Their politics, their state house, that whole system is much more obtuse. It's much harder to get involved from the outside if you're not, you know, somebody who's on the inside track with the big parties or whatever. You're not a political, creature. You have no influence in that system. If you're not a lobbyist with hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, you basically can't get any play in a system like that.
Yeah, you know, it actually sort of demonstrates the difference between New Hampshire and Texas. And I think one of the things is, you know, one size, but population. Population, what do you know what that is? I know it's a lot bigger.
I think it's 26 million.
Yeah, so it's about 26 times as big as New Hampshire. So
not quite, but
I think it's 1.4 is it? Okay.
So, no, not. I mean, it wouldn't be 26. Oh, I'm sorry, update, 29.5 million. Maybe it must have been Florida that was like 21 or 26. But Texas, yeah, almost 30 million people living there.
And one thing for sure is they don't have near as much representation.
No way.
On a per capita basis as New Hampshire. So.
Yeah, I would have to check on that to see how many they have. But we know it's not as many as New Hampshire.
No, we've got the largest house in the nation.
Right, New Hampshire has 400 state representatives. And of course, Texas probably gives their state reps like an actual paycheck, unlike New Hampshire, where it's, you know, $100 a year plus a small gas stipend. So we got 400 state reps here, which you do the math, it works out to about 3,000 to 3,500 people per state representative. And there's just no other state that has such a small number of people that, like, literally, our state rep here in Ward 4 in Keene lives on this street. She came up to me at the hearing today. She was in the criminal justice. She's one of the people sitting on the criminal justice panel. And
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Her name is escaping me at the moment, but she's a young woman that was on the right hand side of the room. She asked some questions today.
Oh, I do know who you're talking about now. Yeah, yeah, younger lady.
Woman. Yeah, probably in her maybe late 30s or early 40s, something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know if she was that old.
So so the news out of Texas is very good and a very exciting news from Texas. They are suing Facebook. And if that were the end of the story, that would already be a pretty interesting story, right? The fact that Texas is going up against one of the largest social media corporations known to man would on its own be an interesting news story. But this gets even deeper than just the idea that they're having a spat over who can post post whatever opinions on Facebook. It actually goes much deeper than that. So I'm going to share from their website, which is tnm.me. That's the Texas Nationalist Movement. Jody is her name. Just came to me. Jody.
Yeah.
Texas Nationalist Movement. They say they're about to make history again. This time, they say, we are poised to relitigate and destroy one of the worst Supreme Court decisions ever rendered related to the right of self-government, Texas v. White. The Texas Nationalist Movement, TNM, is currently in a legal battle with Meta, that's the parent company of Facebook, over censorship of TNM's content about Texas. This lawsuit to fight for your freedom of speech has brought to the forefront the issue of Texas's right to self-determination and the preservation of a Republican form of government. The TNM is fighting for Texans' right to vote on their political future and reclaiming our right to self-government and self-determination. This is a fundamental right guaranteed to us by the Texas Constitution, specifically Article 1, Section 1 and 2. In its initial filing, Meta's attorneys stated they intend to argue that Texas is unconstitutional. The TNM responded with the following statement, quote, Meta assumes, without citing any authority, that the court could somehow dismiss this case on the grounds that the democratic process of holding a referendum vote on Texas independence is unlawful. Of course, even if holding such a vote was unlawful, which it is not, there is no provision of HB 20 that would provide a means to dismiss a cause of action on such grounds. Unquote. In other words, the Texas Nationalist Movement is arguing that the censorship provisions of HB 20, which is some House bill, there in Texas, apply regardless of Facebook's opinion on the matter of secession. Meta then filed a motion to dismiss the suit, in which they argued that TNM's complaint failed to allege that Meta lacked the authority to restrict the dissemination of TNM's content on Facebook. So I don't know a lot about this particular court case, and I should have probably pulled that up here, but I suspect it has to do with that Texas law that prohibits Facebook and other social media companies from quote-unquote censoring people on its platform.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is what they're referencing as well, even though I'm not sure what the particular law is.
I did find it here. It is the HB 20 there. Okay. They're referring to here. So it was passed in 2021 and became effective as of December of 2021. The law states that, quote, a social media platform may not censor a user based on the viewpoint of the user or another person. The Texas legislature defined the term censor as to block, ban, remove, deplatform, demonetize, deboost, restrict, deny equal access or visibility to, or otherwise discriminate against expression. Now, we actually talked about these laws on Free Talk Live last night. The Supreme Court is going to be hearing the case because Florida has a similar law and Texas has this one, which, again, restrict the ability of these platforms to be able to, well, restrict so-called freedom of speech. Now, I actually oppose these laws because I think they are private platforms. I think they should be free to restrict whatever people they want to for whatever purpose they want to. So, like, you know, our solution, of course, is start your own platform.
Yeah.
If you don't like it.
And we did.
It's social.freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can express yourself on secession or you can be against secession or whatever you want. But that said, if this leads to the potential of overturning Texas v. White, and I'm still not quite sure how they're going to get from this lawsuit over the Texas law, the Texas statutes, to actually overturning Texas v. White. But that's what this article is going to explain. Let's see here. So Meta's motion to dismiss, where they argue that TNM's complaint failed to allege that Meta lacked the authority to restrict the dissemination of TNM's content on Facebook. Quote, this is from Meta's motion. Quote, plaintiffs also make clear that the disputed link promotes Texas's secession from the Union, an end that the Supreme Court has said would violate the Constitution. Unquote. This argument is flawed, and an attempt by Meta to invalidate Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution and the rights it guarantees to Texans. The TNM looks forward to responding to Meta's arguments and finally putting to bed the myth that states cannot leave the Union. The Supreme Court case Texas v. White, which we talked about we've talked about recently. This is the key case that any time somebody says to you, oh, you can't secede because the Supreme Court said so in the 1800s during the Civil War or shortly thereafter. I forget exactly when, but it was a Lincoln court. It was under Lincoln.
Yeah, it's taken out of context and misleading, but or at least that's how they're using it.
Well, the wording is very strong sounding in Texas v. White when I don't have the exact quote here, but it essentially says that the Union cannot be dissolved. That the Union is perpetual; it cannot be dissolved.
I think it was if I recall correctly, I thought it was something more like it can't be resolved via a certain means. It's not that it can't be dissolved; it just can't be dissolved.
You should pull up the quote. That quote's from, I'm paraphrasing, I'm sure, but the wording of can't be dissolved or whatever, indissolvable
I think you might be right about the quote itself making it sound that way, but I think in context, I don't think that's what the ruling was or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the actual text here, but if you get a chance, you can pull it up.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked at it before, which is explicitly because, it sounded like it might be being taken out of context or misleading or something, and I thought it was at the time.
Well, normally that's what they bring up. Bring up Texas v. White, and the case is what Meta is citing as evidence that Texit is unconstitutional. It's just not good law. The Texas nationalist movement argues that White's reasoning that the preamble to the Constitution incorporated the Articles of Confederation by reference in stating, quote, to form a more perfect union, unquote, was rejected in Jacobson v. Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where the Supreme Court held the preamble, quote, has never been regarded as the source of any substantive power conferred on the government of the United States. So essentially what they're arguing here is that, according to this other court case, Texas v. White has already been rejected by the Supreme Court. But now they're looking forward to another opportunity to smack it down even harder. Professor Matt Quartrup of the Coventry University and author of the book I Want to Break Free, A Practical Guide to Making a New Country, had this to say about the impact that the TNM lawsuit could have on Texas v. White. Quote, from a legal point of view, it's questionable if Texas v. White would block the Lone Star State from seeking independence. For starters, the case was not about independence, but the issue was only mentioned in passing as an obiter, as we call it in the legal profession. Secondly, international legal scholars who have analyzed the case agree it is based on flawed legal arguments. Given that Roe v. Wade was overturned on legal grounds, it would not be too far-fetched that SCOTUS could overturn this one, too. This is an opportunity, says TNM, for them to rectify a 155-year-old miscarriage of justice and drive a stake through the heart of Texas v. White. It is our opportunity to respect the original intent of the framers of the U.S. Constitution, honor the sacrifice of the men and women who founded the Republic of Texas, and bring the concept of self-determination into the 21st century in America. We intend to fight for the principle that self-determination and self-government are not judicial questions, but political questions that can only be answered by the people and not the courts. Meta has motioned to transfer the case to a federal court in California, which would force the TNM to seek justice under Texas law in a California court. The TNM believes this is an obvious attempt attempt to silence the voices of Texans and deny us our right to self-determination. We will not back down and will fight for the rights of Texans to have a say in their political future. TNM calls on all Texans to support this fight and join the movement for Texit. Together we can take back our rights and secure a bright future for a self-governing, independent Texas. So basically, and by the way, nobody is joining us. Welcome, sir.
Thanks. Nobody's glad to be here.
Good to have you. So we're talking about how Texit is in the midst of a lawsuit with Facebook, a.k.a. Meta, where they're having a fight over this Texas or regarding this Texas statute that essentially bans Facebook and other social media companies from restricting people's ability to speak on their platforms. Now, as libertarians, we're generally against laws like that, but regardless, it has resulted in an interesting lawsuit here, which may potentially overturn Texas v. White, which is the historic Supreme Court case from the 1800s, I think it was like the 1860s, that essentially said that the union can never be dissolved. And the reason why here is because Facebook has cited Texas v. White in a motion that they've made in the case. Facebook essentially saying that because they're saying Texas nationalist movement is arguing for things that they consider to be illegal or unconstitutional, that gives them the right to restrict their posts. Mm. And
wow, that's really bizarre, because literally any time you're trying to legalize something,
yeah,
that thing is almost certainly illegal, or you wouldn't be doing it.
So I mean, it's kind of odd too, because like you're not actually advocating for breaking the law unless you're going to admit that we don't have free speech, which is constitutionally protected. So you could advocate for changing the law, and that's not breaking the law. That's just expressing yourself, which is constitutionally protected.
Well, in this case, and again, I haven't read Meta's motion, but they do link to it here, and I will post this article up on our social media so you can dig through this if you want to. But presumably they're saying that the idea of secession itself is illegal, right? Like that you're not trying to change
sure,
the law,
but
the Supreme Court, right. They're saying the Supreme Court said blah blah blah.
The argument's still flawed, because we pass unconstitutional laws all the time and you don't remove the people who are advocating for them. It's then up to the Supreme Court or lower courts to, you know, say, hey, these are unconstitutional, right? And unconstitutional isn't necessarily the same thing as saying it's illegal, it's just not valid law. So
That's really bizarre that they would be upset that somebody is trying to change the law, because the thing they're trying to legalize is currently illegal.
It's kind of more complicated too, because as I understand it, it's not that it's illegal for a state to leave. It's more like you need permission of Congress to leave is sort of what they said, I believe. So it's not.
There's no mechanism in the Constitution by which Congress can kick a state out of the union,
yeah,
either with or without a request.
Yeah, I mean, well, right, and so you're talking about...
Which is good,
because we're talking about two different things. Yeah, we're just talking about two different things here. One's the Constitution, right, and then one's the interpretation of the Constitution. And the Supreme Court ruling is an interpretation, and their interpretation, I think, in that ruling said something like, you can't do it, you can't become independent the way in which you are trying to become independent. It wasn't saying you couldn't become independent, and I think it's an important distinction here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did find the section here in the motion from Meta. This is in their motion to dismiss the case. It appears on page 18 out of a 38-page motion. It says the complaint, which presumably they're referring to Texas Nationalist Movement, fails to allege, as it must, that Meta lacked such authorization to restrict dissemination of the TNM link on Facebook. In fact, it repeatedly pleads itself out of court. Plaintiffs claim, for example, that Meta blocked their link from being posted on Facebook as, quote, going against Meta's community standards, unquote, which is just another way of saying that Meta applied its guidelines to restrict plaintiff's content and, quote, attempted to comply with its acceptable use policy, unquote. Plaintiffs also make clear that the disputed link promotes Texas's secession from the union, an end that the Supreme Court has said would violate the Constitution, and then they cite Texas v. White from 1868, quote, consider, so this is a quote from Texas v. White, considered therefore as transactions under the Constitution the ordinance of secession, ellipsis, and all the acts of her legislature intended to give effect to that ordinance were absolutely null, unquote. Describing TNM's primary mission of withdrawal from the United States. Under any fair interpretation of the phrase otherwise objectionable, Meta was authorized to keep secessionist content off of its website.
See, that is really what they should be citing is the Ninth Amendment, because
which does what?
The Ninth Amendment is the non-exhaustive method amendment, I call it. It says the enumeration in this Constitution of certain rights should not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Now, that retained word is very important, because basically it's saying any rights that you had before the Constitution was signed, you still have, even if those rights didn't make it into the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the Declaration of Independence has it in the second paragraph, has its five self-evident truths, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that governments are formed to defend these rights, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. So if That's we right. had that right in 1776, then we also had that right in 1790, regardless of what the then current band of criminals wrote on paper.
You know, and the other problem I find is, and I don't know what the case is with Texas exactly, but, well, no, I guess it would be sort of be similar with Texas, but New Hampshire, at least, the Constitution predates the U.S. Constitution, and if our Constitution authorized joining, certainly it authorizes leaving. And so how does the U.S. Supreme Court, I understand that while we are part of that union, we may have to obey the U.S. Constitution, right? But if we want to leave, we should be able to leave, and then
Indeed.
No longer. You know.
Well, and that also comes into play with the Tenth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which leaves anything not delegated into the Constitution to the states or the people, right? So if it doesn't say it in the Constitution how to do a thing, then it's to the states.
Yes, for the federal government, all which is not required is forbidden.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us, and we'll talk more about Texit or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA News update. Details continue to surface in the case against the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students. Legal experts say a newly unsealed search warrant may point to a motive. It also revealed that several items had been seized from Brian Koberger's home following his arrest last month, including hair strands. Missouri police are on the hunt for five escaped inmates. The five men escaped the county corrections facility in Farmington, south of St. Louis. People living in the area are concerned.
That's scary that they're out here on the streets again.
All five hopped in a stolen car parked out front. A convicted sexual predator who abused a group of New York college students will spend the rest of his life behind bars. 63-year-old Larry Ray, who was convicted of luring the students into a sadistic sex cult and terrorizing them for nearly a decade, has been sentenced to 60 years in prison. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about Texas. The Texas Nationalist Movement. It is, I would say, a very mature movement in the world of the independence movements that are out there. New Hampshire is a little on the newer side of things. We've only really been at it for like the last decade, and it's really kicked up into high gear here in New Hampshire within the last year or two. But TNM has been at it for a long time. Daniel Miller, their president or whatever. You might call him a CEO. President, apparently, is what they call him. He's been at this since the mid-1990s. I mean, he's literally dedicated the entirety of his adult life to spreading the word about peaceful independence there in Texas. So there's a lot that we can learn from the things that the folks over in Texas have done. They've come up with a lot of really good ideas. And in this case, they are in the midst of a lawsuit, which I did pull up a little bit more about the suit itself. So we started out by talking about how this may actually overturn Texas v. White, or it could, right? It just depends on if this makes it up to the Supreme Court. And right now, I think it's just in federal court. So it's at the lowest level. This is going to take some time. It's at the district court level. They're trying to transfer it out of Texas into California for some reason, which seems like a real scummy move to make.
Well, they've got the weakest and most annoying statists there, so
So there's a little bit more background here on the case itself, also from the website at TNM.me back in November. TNM, Texas Nationalist Movement, and its president, Daniel Miller, have filed a class action lawsuit against Facebook's parent company, Meta, for censorship under the new Texas anti-censorship law. The dispute between TNM and Facebook began when Facebook started banning any posts by TNM or TNM's followers containing TNM's website link texitnow.org or tnm.me/texit as, quote, a violation of community standards. This action prevents supporters from sharing Texit content on their Facebook pages. Facebook has refused to lift the bans while also refusing to specify how the texitnow.org link violates so-called community standards. TNM and Daniel Miller filed the lawsuit as representatives of a class of Facebook users who were censored for posting the texitnow.org link, totaling roughly 185 individuals. And this is typical in these big tech platforms, is they hardly ever actually explain what they're doing. They want you to know that you're banned, but they don't really want you to know why you've been banned. They cite some sort of, you know, obtuse term in their terms of service or their so-called community standards, but they don't tell you exactly what part of the community standards you violated. Or they might tell you what part you violated, but like in the case of YouTube taking us off from their live streaming platform, which is our current status with them, should be back on in a few days. But they'll say, oh, yeah, medical misinformation. And they will tell you which day and which video the medical so-called misinformation appeared. But we've got a three-hour-long video here. You know, this is a three-hour-long show. They don't say it was at the 15-minute, 25-second mark. No, it's just somewhere in here, we said you violated the misinformation, the medical misinformation policy.
I mean, and the funny thing about that is it's like we're not claiming to be doctors, right? We're not claiming to have all the answers. We're just giving an opinion. And there's a big difference between somebody getting on and, I don't know, shilling a medicine that doesn't do anything and claiming to be a doctor when they're not a doctor and giving your opinion of something.
Well, as long as your opinion isn't the government's opinion, then it's quote-unquote misinformation.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
But they won't even tell you which opinion, and we give a lot of opinions over a three-hour-long radio show. They won't tell you which opinion it is. So the same thing is what Texas Nationalist Movement is facing here, where they're being told, well, your link violates community standards. Okay, why? They're not explaining it. So, like, how are you supposed to, if you want to use these platforms and you want to follow their rules, but they won't even explain the rules to you, how are you supposed to, like, move forward? And it's really frustrating for people that are in these positions. So instead, they're going ahead and suing since Facebook wouldn't give them any straight answers. According to Daniel Miller, their president at TNM, he said, Texit is gaining momentum across our state, and Meta is doing everything in its power to stop our movement. We are taking Meta to court to show that their blatant censorship and rejection of state law will not stand in Texas. Texans deserve to have their voices heard, whether they support Texit or not. The Texas anti-censorship law passed in 2021 as HB 20 became effective in December of 2021. The law states that, quote, a social media platform may not censor a user based on the viewpoint of the user or another person, unquote. The Texas legislature defined the term censor to block, ban, remove, deplatform, demonetize, deboost, restrict, deny equal access or visibility to, or otherwise discriminate against expression. If a social media platform such as Facebook censors a Texas user because of their own viewpoint or the viewpoint of another, the law entitles the user to an injunction from a Texas court ordering the platform to cease censoring the user. If the platform refuses to comply with the injunction, Chapter 143A provides the court, quote, shall hold the social media platform in contempt and shall use all lawful measures to secure immediate compliance with the order, including daily penalties sufficient to secure immediate compliance. So if the court rules in the favor of TNM, then that would mean a daily financial penalty is going to be assessed to Facebook until they finally allow Texas Nationalist Movement and its supporters to post links to their website. And that's where this motion that we discussed earlier comes into play, where Facebook is saying, well, you guys are doing something unconstitutional according to the Supreme Court in Texas v. White. They cite Texas v. White. So now that opens up Texas v. White to be an issue in this case. Since Facebook brought it up, well, now we get to argue about that, basically. Now we get to talk about, well, is Facebook correct when Facebook is saying that secession is unconstitutional per Texas v. White? And Texas Nationalist Movement here is saying, well, no, the Texas v. White case wasn't even about whether or not Texas could secede. And I don't have the details on the case in front of me, but having looked at it before, it was a question about, like, payments or something like that. There was some sort of money that was owed, and I don't recall to whom or what it was, but the question of secession was relevant to the case, but it wasn't like the case itself was all about could a state secede. It was just the judges, or the Lincoln-appointed, by the way, judges, used this as their platform to be able to say, oh, you can't secede because we think it's an indissoluble union. And so now it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. The Texas Nationalist Movement is being represented by attorney Paul Davis, and they talk a little bit more about their attorneys. They've got their full petition there on their site, so anybody that wants to dig into the legalese side of this, they get the response from Facebook, or rather the motion from Facebook to dismiss, which, as I said, is a 38-page motion where they cite Texas v. White. And so kudos to the guys down in Texas on this one. I got to say, they've been doing an incredible job recently at social media. I don't know if you guys have seen their videos that they've been coming out with.
Oh, yeah. I did watch one of their videos.
These are like minute-long clips where Daniel Miller is... It's kind of done in the phone format, so it's like the vertical video phone format. It's where he's just standing in front of a green screen, and behind him there's just relevant video and imagery of the things he's talking about. And he does everything from discuss... It's a series of them, so they're about a minute long a piece. But he discusses money and, you know, how terrible the dollar is and how it's screwing the people of Texas. He does one about travel, like the big questions. He's answering a lot of the big objections that people come up with when you talk about independence. Well, we won't be able to travel. We won't be able to leave Texas. So he addresses that one. He addresses the military. He addresses national debt. He addresses the politicians being scumbags. I counted at least seven that I found that are really, really good. So they are on their game when it comes to the social media right now. And I hope that we can see New Hampshire step up and get to this level that they're doing there in Texas. I don't think it would cost that much. I've approached Joa, who is one of our Thursday night hosts. He's got the chops to do like the graphics on videos. Like, I can edit a video together, but I don't know how to do like the fancy, you know, motion animated graphics, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But he does. And so I've asked him like what it would cost to put together a New Hampshire version where we might have like Alu Axelman doing something in front of a green screen and just kind of writing similar scripts and just ape what they're doing down there in Texas, because they are having tremendous results, at least according to the Survey USA poll, which they also cite in one of their videos, where they said it was like 60%+ of Texans are currently supportive of Texas being an independent nation.
Hmm.
They're doing something right.
More than twice what New Hampshire has. Mm. And New Hampshire is 29% in the very same survey. You're saying they're doing something right?
They're obviously doing something right. Now, it could also be... I'm sure it's also helpful that, you know, they've had... I mean, there's a history.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back even more than three decades, though. There's a history of like independence with Texas that everybody knows about, even if you're not Texan. So
that's true. Yeah, that doesn't hurt. Let's go to the phones here. We got somebody on the line. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Jim calling from Daytona Beach.
Jim, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. So I've been listening for a number of years.
Thanks.
And one thing that, Ian, I'm confused about your position on social media, because and maybe you've transformed your position, migrated to a new position, but historically you would always shut people down and say, well, these are private companies, they can do what they want.
Yeah.
Find a different platform, somebody else can find another platform.
That's still my position.
But that's just not a position based on reality. When you look at, for example, what happened to Parler, how all of a sudden Amazon steps in, shuts off their servers. Then you've got the two, powers that be, Apple and Google, turn off their app in the App Store. And now we find out from Elon Musk that really the government is running these handful of companies that control the entire internet. So I'm just confused, because if you're truly a libertarian, why do you not see that these handful of companies are not just monopolies, but they are shadows of the government controlling our only access? I mean, the internet was once the Wild West. Anybody could have a website. Anybody could have a blog. But now you have these handful of companies that are – these handful of companies control the traffic on the internet.
Okay, but you're not quite correct on what you're saying here, Jim. You can still have your own blog. I've got mine.
I am curious. What companies are we talking about specifically? Because
No one goes to your blog unless it ranks in Google, and that is rigged, and they won't tell you what the algorithm is. They won't tell you if they shut off your site or derank it or delist it or take you off of YouTube. They won't give you the reason why. And the reason why is because I don't even think it's a private company decision. As Musk has unveiled, the government is running these companies. The intelligence community is running these companies. So what you have here is the complete loss of freedom of speech, not because these are private companies that have a right to be private companies, but they're infiltrated by the government. So if you're an anarchist or if you're a libertarian, you should be empowering people to sue and to pursue these companies to get the government involved to try to, at least expose.
Why would the same government that has taken over explain to me why you think the same government that has taken over, in your mind, the operation of these websites or heavily influencing them? And you're right about the Twitter files, and I don't deny what you're saying. We've talked about those things. But why do you think they would help you with their courts?
I'm talking about the state governments. So you have a state like you have Florida and you have Ron DeSantis, you have Texas and you have Abbott. These governors are doing what they can to go after the social media companies. I'm just saying it would be a more legitimate libertarian position instead of saying, Parler's been shut down, Amazon's servers shut them down, and the two app stores shut them down. Well, we can just start another company. That's not realistic, because there's a handful of these companies that control the entire market.
And you
can't just start another.
All right, Jim, hold on, man. You've been ranting for a while here.
Let me say something real quick. So first of all, that's not true. Okay, Parler was a centralized service. Okay, there are federated solutions, and some of these are somewhat in their infancy, but there are federated solutions with thousands of different entities and individuals running servers, of which are not. And Mastodon is a perfect example. And we in fact did that. We Free Talk Live. We've got our own Mastodon server, and anybody can sign up to it, and if we were to censor you, you could go to a different server and you'd still be able to communicate.
What's the market share of Mastodon compared to Twitter?
Well, it's been growing. That's the point that I'm making, right?
Like, what is it? Is it 1%?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
There's no way of really doing that math, because Twitter doesn't know how many
the internet.
Jim, I'm sorry. Nobody's trying to talk to you here.
Okay. There's really no way to do the math on how many users there are, because, I mean, Twitter doesn't even know how many actual users they have.
Yes, that's
right. But then when you go out into Mastodon, suddenly there's thousands of servers out there. Many users probably have accounts on more than one. I have an account on Liberdon, and I have one on the LRN.fm server. So there's really no way to know what the market share of what their market share.
Yeah, a company like Twitter has been around a lot longer, is going to have more abandoned accounts than something like Mastodon, probably, just because of the amount of time that,
And the bots. The bots are a huge question.
You're not going to have that with a newer platform. So
isn't it a more realistic position to admit that these handful of companies control the internet, and that it's not just set up your own website or blog to compete with them? That there has to be some type of activism to go after the monopoly.
Okay,
that is,
sure, but
is
it not long-term? A monopoly is a
entity.
Jim, a monopoly is a company that has a total market control of whatever given industry. So what you're describing might be best described as an oligopoly, where there are multiple big corporations. You mentioned Amazon. You mentioned Facebook.
I would say monopoly because they all have their own unique niche. So there's one Twitter. There's one Facebook. There's one YouTube. There's one Google search.
That's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, for iPhone.
There's a ton of competition.
Yeah,
in YouTube.
Let me point something out to you here. So, okay, so let's take Facebook as an example, right? So Facebook, I don't think you can say it has a monopoly on social media anyway. Yeah. But let's just assume for a moment they have a monopoly on, I don't know, something that a certain type of social media, right? Well, we've had other things before over the past two decades. We had GeoCities originally, then we had MySpace, and there was probably some others in there too. And now we have Facebook, but Facebook is on the decline. I mean,
yes.
This is something that I'm highly skeptical of as far as calling
it. Why aren't there 10 Facebooks? Why can I go to the grocery store and there are 10 different brands?
You can go to VK if you want. It looks just like Facebook.
There are. You're just not aware or familiar with them. But there are other countries that have, you know, certain platforms are, you're right, they're dominating, they have a large market, a large market share, I guess you could sort of say, say in the United States. But like Google might be a good example of this. So Google has a large market share in the United States and Germany, I think it is, but it doesn't have the same market share in most other countries.
Hmm.
And so like we see them as a monopoly, but they're not, they don't quite have the monopoly that we perceive them to have in the United States.
They have a large share of the market, no doubt about
right.
it. And to some extent, that was earned. I mean, as I said the other day, I don't like Google. I'm not a fan of the fact that they want to own all your data. And, you know, we're big critics of a lot of these companies that you're mentioning on the show here tonight. But that said, I've been trying to use the Brave search because it's supposedly more, you know, privacy friendly. And there's a lot of times where I'll start with Brave and I'll take the same search over to Google and I'll get what I was looking for right there.
And I think Ian, you're talking about a very specific problem that I think is much more significant than, you know, Facebook. I mean, you could easily get away without Facebook, but mm-hmm. how do you get away without Google?
Without a search.
The Google search I'm talking about specifically.
Yeah.
I can get away without YouTube, but can I get away without a Google search? I mean, it's really, really difficult.
It's because it's a good search.
At what point, gentlemen, did these services become public utilities?
Never.
If I'm talking to you on the phone and someone doesn't like what I'm saying, they can't shut off my phone because it's a utility.
Mm.
These services have become, I mean, so many sites you log in with your Facebook password. So you
maybe you do.
Facebook,
I don't even have a Facebook account.
That's your fault, man, for being lazy and not signing up for a separate account.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's up to, you know, this is the thing. It's like it's easy to attack others, and it's a lot harder to actually change, to make the change yourself. Make the change yourself, and then your position, I think, is a lot stronger. But
look, Rick, I'll just close with this last question. I don't know how you could be an anarchist, and be supporting these companies. These
We're not supporting
the
them.
These companies are the U.S. government. If you don't know that, you're just not reading.
Jim, I just don't understand. I don't want you to leave the conversation if you've got time to keep this going, because what you're saying to me, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, you're saying these companies are the U.S. government, so therefore we need to use the U.S. government, the very same organization that is the problem, to somehow solve this problem?
No, not the U.S. government. I don't think the federal government will go after itself. But I do think the states can go after them, and I do think lawsuits in state courts can expose this. And I think, for example, what Elon Musk has done, I am shocked that the media is not covering these Twitter files news drops. This is probably
the radio
life,
and TV
media. These stories are the biggest.
Did we not cover them?
News stories.
We've been covering the hell out of them.
Yeah, I've seen it in multiple outlets.
We've covered a ton of it.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what you mean by nobody's covered it.
We've covered it so much. I'm actually tired of it.
Why is this not being covered like Watergate? Why isn't it on the front page of the newspapers?
Because the mainstream radio and TV media is owned even more thoroughly than Facebook and Twitter. You can't even operate a TV station without a license. You can't even operate a radio station without a license. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing in the First Amendment that authorizes that. So, you know, it's there's no transparency with the mainstream media. If you post something to Twitter and it disappears, you might notice it disappears, but there's no way to know what they're doing at the radio and TV stations because...
Right. Well, can you tell me, nobody, can you tell me, you're a smart guy, can you give me one example in your lifetime of a scandal this big where we now know that the intelligence communities have been funding hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to these five or six companies that control the Internet? And it's now exposed that has been what is happening. I don't see the outrage for this. I mean,
well,
can you
basically,
we woke up one day and it was common knowledge that all of our news sources were being funded by the government. I mean, this is what has come out in the last 6 weeks.
This isn't as new as you think.
This question
was for nobody.
Okay. My view of the whole thing is that Facebook, Twitter, Google, the ones that we know are playing ball with the government, I personally think they should be treated like snitches, which basically means you might not
stitches?
Do them any violence, but... do I owe you some money, Facebook? I don't think I care to pay that. Have a nice day. Go away. Mm. You can slot their headquarters if you wanted to, but that's probably...
I think that's probably
a bad plan, but...
There are free market solutions to these problems, too. I mean, we don't have to use Facebook. I have never signed up for Facebook, but I know more people who have gotten off of Facebook than I know who have never used Facebook.
Well, that's the thing that really disturbs me about this call, and what Jim is advocating here is what we've heard before. We used to have Chris Cantwell on the show making the same exact point, that the government needs to control these entities. Jim, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I would
you.
Say the government needs to stop controlling these entities.
And I want to continue,
but I don't know how to make that happen.
I want to continue the discussion here because I think there's a really... you're opening up Pandora's box if you use the government to force these companies to behave the way that you want to as a so-called free market conservative, which a lot of conservatives like to imagine themselves as. There's more coming up here.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.